Well, again, thank you very much for coming tonight. We're very happy to see you here tonight. And it would give us much joy if we would hear of someone coming to know Christ as their Savior. I'm going to give you a few more details of my testimony before I get started here tonight. It was in November 1955. Albert Joyce was the only speaker there, Mr. Joyce. And meetings went on for quite a while, and after they'd gone on for a while, there was no move, nobody was saved. And then there was just a complete change in the meetings. I can remember yet, he went to the back door, and waiting for people to come, and nobody got up. Nobody would go. So he sang, he started the last hymn that he sang, he sung one of the verses again and the chorus, and nobody got up. And so he prayed, and finally there were some that would get up, but there was fathers that would get down right beside their children and pray for them, that they get saved. And so that went on for quite a few nights, and there was a number that got saved, but it wasn't unusual to see fathers on their knees beside their family praying for them, that they come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Something I'd never seen before, and I've never seen since, that how the Spirit of God would work. That night, the night that I got saved, my friend and I, Grant Seal, and I were sitting up at the front, and there were so many that were staying behind that just different ones of the cousins and the uncles had to come and sit down with you, and my Uncle Arthur came, and he went through a number of different verses with us, but the verse that hit my heart was that Christ died for the ungodly. And I just knew that I was ungodly, and I knew from that verse it just opened up my heart, my understanding that Christ died for me. So we look tonight that the Spirit of God will open up your heart as you would seek Him tonight. If you're anxious about salvation, don't put it off. You can stay behind. You can stay where you are. We'll come and sit down with you and talk with you, or we'll come to your home, but don't put it off. So I'm going to talk tonight a little bit about the term so near, and yet so far. Mark chapter 12 and verse 32. Mark chapter 12 and verse 32. And the scribe said unto him, that is, unto the Lord Jesus, well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly or very wisely, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And that I want you to think about tonight. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Thou art not far from salvation. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? That is, what does the Bible say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let's read that again, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The promise of God. Can you believe God tonight in what he says? Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. So we'd ask the question, just how near are you tonight? And really, that's a question that you really can't answer. Just how near are you to salvation tonight? You are here tonight, and you fit into verse number 8 of Romans there. You are one that knows the Word of God. You have memorized it. You're able to quote it. You're able to tell others. And yet, you are not saved. There are many out there that would love to be saved and don't know what you know tonight. You are one that is so near, so near. And Jesus said to this young man as he spoke to him, "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." Not far, but not saved. What an awful eternity if you were to die without Christ. So, if you're not far from salvation, just how near are you to salvation? You're near enough to be saved. You're in the sight of heaven. And yet, you're far enough to be lost and remain on the broad road. We want to look at an example of a young man that was brought up similar to you and see what we can learn from his life. Turn to 2 Samuel. In chapter 18, we're going to break in here on the life of King David and his son Absalom. Absalom, somehow or another, he went wrong. If we were to speak of Absalom in today's term, we'd say that he was brought up in a Christian home, but he was brought up in a godly home. A home that worshiped God, a home that feared God, and a home that would have taught their children the Word and the things of God. And yet, he went astray. And he went so far away that he wanted his dad's kingdom. He wanted to be king. And he even went so far as to create a war against his own dad. And that's where we're going to break into 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 9. And Absalom met the servants of David, that would be his father. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak. And he was taken up between heaven and earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, "Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak." Now verse 14. Then said Joab, and Joab was King David's general, army general, "I may not tarry thus with thee." And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And to the very end, verse 33. And the king, that is King David, the father of Absalom, and the king was much moved and went up to the chambers over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son." So near, yet he missed it. Absalom, for some reason in his life, turned rebellious, turned against his parents, and he went a rebellious way. And when you are rebellious against mom and dad, you are rebellious against God. Rebellious can be in a very forceful way, which we, if we would have read the whole of Absalom's story there, we would see that it was very forceful, and no doubt it was vocal. It's treating your parents like a doormat. But rebellion can be a stubborn mood, and it can be quietly rejecting the authority of mom and dad, and quietly rejecting the speaking of the Spirit of God in your soul tonight, as you think about your eternity and where you're going to spend eternity. But rebellion is against God. Rebellion kept Absalom out of heaven. And it will keep you on the broad road if you continue to rebel. And that is, rebellion can be just, no, I don't want to hear it again. We wonder how often you've heard the Spirit of God knock on your heart's door, remind you that you have a soul to be saved, that eternity is before you, that God opened up the door of opportunity with the assembly here wanting to have gospel meetings. And here you are, and night after night, you hear the Word of God. And we believe night after night, there's those of you that are hearing the striving of the Spirit of God in your soul. And yet, as a rebellious way, you are turning against them. Absalom, somewhere in his life, and in his bringing up, as he was brought up to honor God, to know the ways of God, somewhere in his life, he made a choice. And he made a bad choice. He wanted it his way, and he went his own way. And so we read of Absalom that he was taken out by the enemy. And tonight, each one of us has an enemy. Satan is our enemy. Satan knows, we've heard before, but Satan knows that he is doomed for hell. The Bible tells us that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And he knows that that's his place. But he's going to take as many people there with him as he can. And he will do all he can to cause you not to think about what you are hearing tonight or what you have heard throughout the last 2 weeks. Absalom was taken out by the enemy. You know, as you hear of that, as you hear of accidents and things that happen, it's often we think, it could never happen to me. And Absalom was a proud young man. And no doubt, as he hung that day between heaven and earth, and he knew he was in a dangerous spot, we don't know, but I wonder what went through his mind. I wonder if maybe in that short time he repented. I wonder what went through his mind. There he was. He knew the enemy was all around him. And before long, the enemy came before him. Absalom, a bad choice. And we read that Joab, King David's general, he came, and he was told that Absalom was caught in a tree. And whoever would think that a person would be caught that way? But there he was, caught in the tree, the mule went up underneath him, and there he hung, helpless. And you and your sin tonight are like Absalom. You're hanging between heaven and hell. And you're hopeless. You can't do anything on your own. But come to Christ. And the word went out. And Joab came. And it didn't take Joab very long. He knew that Absalom had rebelled against his dad. And he knew that Absalom deserved to die. And we read that he took 3 darts. And he put them into the heart of Absalom. 3 darts. I wonder, and I want you to think about tonight, just those 3 darts. I don't know if Absalom had thrown a lot of darts before, but he'd no doubt be good at throwing a spear. But as he threw them darts, they would have hit its target, the heart of Absalom. I wonder what the 3 darts Satan is using tonight to keep you out of heaven. And Satan, he would be happy if he could take your life from you. What 3 darts? What is there that's holding you back tonight that you're not saved? Is it the dart of rebellion? I don't want to come. I don't want to be here. Is the dart maybe of pride? Is it a dart of weakness, not being able to say no to temptation? What three darts? I wonder if you can think of things that are holding you back tonight. Then we read at the end. And don't think it would be any different for you. Here is a young man that died. And the aftermath, the aftershock, the end result. Here is a father. And as the news comes to his ears, Absalom is dead. And yes, Absalom rebelled against his dad. And yes, he would have taken his dad's life if he could have. And yet, the father loves the child. And as that news came to that father, we read that Absalom, he climbed up the stairs over the gate. And as he went, he wept. His son is dead. His son is gone. And he wept. And he cried out, "Oh, my son, Absalom. My son Absalom. Would to God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son." And I don't doubt that there isn't a father or a mother here tonight that if they could die instead of their children, that you would have another day to hear the gospel if death were to knock on your door. Yes, any parent would pray that they could give you another day by them dying. But you know, that wasn't possible with Absalom. It wasn't possible for David to give his life for his child. And tonight, we trust that there's no father or mother will ever have to stand before a coffin and there look into the coffin of the face of their child. Their child that was brought up that could quote Bible verses after Bible verse. Their child that knew the way of salvation. Their child that for some reason didn't come and died in their sin. It'd be an awful day for a parent to have to look into that coffin and know that your child has no hope. But friend, tonight, child of God, pray for your parent, pray for your children, and children here tonight, young people, this is your day of opportunity. Don't put it off. Don't reject. You know, there's another one that we could have read about. His name was Judas. Judas was a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Judas walked with Jesus. He was there with him day after day. And Judas had a weakness for money. And he learned that if he betrayed the Lord Jesus into the hands of the high priest, that he would be given 30 pieces of silver. And he bought the opportunity. And he made a bad choice, a wrong choice. And the Bible says that when Judas saw, I don't know if Judas thought that maybe the Lord Jesus, he'd been with him, and they tried to kill him before, and the Lord Jesus was just able to kind of move out of the way and get away from it. And I don't know if Judas thought that maybe the Lord Jesus would do it again, and he'd have the 30 pieces of silver, and everything would be all right with the Lord Jesus. And perhaps you've got thoughts in your mind tonight. And you may be thinking that you'll have another day and another opportunity. But the Bible says when Judas saw that Jesus was condemned, his heart condemned him.
And Judas went back to the high priest, and he took the money and he threw it down. And he says, I have done wrong. And he repented. But he repented to the wrong people. Those high priests could not forgive him. And the Bible tells us that he went up and he hung himself. Two men that were very privileged. Two men that made bad choices. And two men that ended up in terrible disaster. You know, you don't need to. You make a choice tonight. I just
want to read that verse to you again. Listen carefully. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. God's promise. And God cannot lie.
Here we have two men that were so near and yet so far. Just a step. And tonight you can make that step the wrong way or the right way. Just an attitude. An attitude towards God or an attitude against God. Just the right choice. And we trust you will choose Jesus Christ tonight, that you will know the peace of God, the joy of sins forgiven, and that all is well for eternity. Remember, don't leave tonight.
You want to be saved? Stay where you are. We'll come, we'll sit down with you, or we'll take you to a quiet room, but don't leave. This is your night. This is your opportunity. You are so near. Don't miss.